This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. Apologies for coming to you slightly late. I had some technical challenges this morning. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Howard. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you. So, of course, as you know, South Africa is in lockdown. We are day five of our 21 days officially. I think it's going to be longer. That's my thought. But that's where we are. Where is Australia with regard to this pandemic?
So the word total lockdown, which I understand, as you say, South Africa has not been applied here, but it's just a sort of hair's breadth away. In other words, the latest announcement from the Prime Minister was that, you know, don't leave your home unless you need to. In other words, to go to the supermarket, to go to the doctor, to have some exercise. But even then, if you do, make sure that there are no more than two people together. Because we don't want, as he put it, we don't want women out there exercising on their own because, you know, we don't want to put them at risk, etc. So it's not a lockdown as such, but it's don't leave your home unless you absolutely have to is the instruction. And so in terms of the Jewish community, first of all, it is inevitably, it has become apparent now, clear, that there are a number of members of the Jewish community who have been diagnosed positive with the virus, and within one couple who is known from parents of one of the at one of the Jewish schools, at another one of the Jewish schools. So, I mean, obviously that was inevitable. In terms of the leadership of the community, what is happening is that something called an emergency operations center has been set up. And what that is, it's a 24/7 hotline. So that which anyone can call, and it is manned or staffed is the correct term, I guess, 24 hours a day. So people call and they need help with mental issues, or I don't have food on the table, or financial issues. They can call a certain number 24 hours a day, and they will be directed in various directions and the appropriate directions. And this initiative is part of what, and apologies for the acronyms, but Jewish communities are notorious for all our acronyms. It's part of JEMP, which stands for the Jewish Emergency Management Plan. And this Jewish Emergency Management Plan has been around for some years now, and we activate it on a needs basis. And clearly now there is a major need. And so it has been activated. It comprises the leadership of major organizations within the community. And so there are about 10, 12 of us who, as part of this Jewish Emergency Management Plan, we are having Zoom conferences every 24, 48 hours discussing issues. We have subcommittees, a finance subcommittee, health subcommittee, communication subcommittee, and within that we've instituted this emergency operations center. As part of the communications, interestingly, what we have done several times now, there's a man in Australia whose name would not be known in South Africa, Dr. Norman Swan. He's ABC's health expert. And he's Scottish, and he happens to be Jewish. And so he's out there, he's on television, he's on radio, he's everywhere as the ABC's health expert. And so we got him to do a two-minute video giving advice to the Jewish community on, you know, on basic things to do and not do, etc., in this crisis. And we've done so now we're getting some young adults, 20-21-year-olds, to be doing a video, because as we know, so young adults will listen to young adults. So we're doing them to do a video with basic advice on what to do, what not to do. And so we, because everyone is being deluged with information, we think it's more, has more impact if we can put out short, punchy, two-minute videos with information rather than lots and lots of stuff to read. So certainly the community is impacted, as are our communities around the world. and basically trying to, you know, respond in as compassionate a way as we can to make sure that no one falls between the cracks.
Mm. And I think that's what's so interesting about this is a number of points that you've raised is firstly that this isn't just a physical illness. There are a lot of emotional issues that come around along with this. There's financial issues that are part of it as well. So there's a tremendous amount that comes with it. And the other aspect that you're raising is how best to communicate. And I see that as well is that different communities are grappling and trying to find the best way to reach people and to communicate best. And it's so interesting to see how every community around the world, or virtually every community, is dealing with the same thing.
And very much so. And the one issue which we haven't spoke about, which is, you know, it just gives me the shivers as just to rethink this, is the one requirement of us all, which just is so unnatural, and that is to deny a grandparent to see their grandchild. You know, what could be more painful than that?
Yeah.
And that's obviously for every grandchild everywhere, and the parents who they cannot see, who are in lockdown. You know, my own mother-in-law is 88 years old. She's in a retirement village, cannot see her grandchildren or great-grandchildren. You know, and it's so, which is just so unnatural in every sense of the word. And that's the most painful of all, perhaps, because there's just no knowing how long this nightmare will last.
Absolutely. That is really what this is about. And of course, as we head towards Pesach as well, and we will speak to, please God, before that, I think that is set to be tremendously difficult. Time is 6:30. Vic Aradef, thank you as always just for your real and insightful report. We'll catch you next week, same time, same place. Please just stay healthy.